good morning, good evening, whatever the case may be, coming live from Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Maddie.
It and around the internet, around the world, across the internet, it's the Geekly Debate. I'm David, and joining us today is...
Hot Wheels.
Gomer.
Taylor.
Bob.
Steve's around here, too.
Yep.
Man, you brought a lot more energy than we typically
do. Yeah,
bring,
dude, you have a lot of freaking energy coming into there.
All the energy.
I gotta confess, I usually just phone it in. I'm like, yeah, hey, it's Geekly Debate.
It's Wednesday.
I kind of flubbed it a little bit, but I wanted to go with like that classic Art Bell Coast to Coast AM kind of vibe.
I think he pre-recorded his.
The effort makes up for the minor flub. It's fine.
Yes.
But
what's today, on the agenda for today?
This week's Geekly Debate is going to be Best Video Game Villain, I believe?
Yes. Best Video Game Villain.
Best Video Game Villain. And man, there have been a lot. You can't have a video game without a villain, I don't think.
Sometimes the villain is what makes the video game.
Unless it's like Pong or something. But yeah.
You're the villain in Pong. Whoever I'm playing.
How is anyone the villain in
Pong? Whoever I'm playing.
What about Brainage? Brainage doesn't have a villain and it's considered a video game.
No, I'm the villain. My own brain is the villain in that game. But I'll go first because mine's probably
yours is
most classic.
Yours is one of the ones a lot of people would say.
When I judge a villain, I have to judge him on his villainous actions. Actions obviously speak louder than words. And in my opinion, there was no more villainous action than just out of nowhere, without any warning, killing the greatest healer I had ever had in a video game. That game being Final Fantasy VII. That horrible death being Aerith. And that horrible villain being Sephiroth. His sword was a lot bigger than his mouth. You know, he didn't say a lot. But
the damn thing was like 7 feet long or something.
Yeah, but he didn't have to say anything because he put the sword right through the heart of my video game girlfriend at the time because I had put so much effort into Final Fantasy VII. Loved this game. And it was just a shock. I just didn't know it was coming. And, yeah, man, the villainy was deep with that guy.
Yeah.
I can do that.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Yeah.
Well, okay, like, you know, it's a fine answer.
It's an obvious answer.
He's probably one of the most influential video game villains you can talk about. To the point where there may be a little bit of Seinfeld syndrome here, where, like, a lot of people who pick up and play it today have never played it before. Oh, what's the big deal? Lots of people do that. He was one of the first.
He was one of the first. It was an
one of
the originals.
A lot of people have copied him since then, so his originality gets lost in the shuffle.
It does.
What about Ganondorf?
That's a good one I was going to bring. Like, there's a lot of the most iconic video game villains, Bowser, Ganondorf, they don't really have a lot of depth to them.
No.
They're
like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, he's just some asshole.
They're just there.
The princess. And then Ganondorf, I mean, he's more maliciously evil than Bowser, but he's he's kind of your stock evil wizard.
Yeah.
But you kind of need Ganondorf in order for the...
I'm not saying Ganondorf's a bad villain, but like he's evil because he's evil, you know?
Yeah.
There's not really a lot of...
There's no depth. Sephiroth had some depth to him. There's a whole story, you know?
More so than Ganondorf.
Yeah,
but
definitely
it's
more so.
The guy's not, you know, Citizen Kane or something.
No, no. But that's my choice. I think out of all the video game villains, that one just sticks with me. I've probably beaten Bowser like 1,000 times, considering the very first Mario where you beat him in every damn castle. But
then you're on to another castle.
Then, sorry, Mario, our princess is in another castle.
Thanks for saving me.
Well, at least they said thank you.
Oh, yeah, they said thanks.
Excuse them.
They all said thank you the same exact
way.
They
were in charge of where Bowser put the princess.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
They weren't consulted.
Did he just leave them there to tell him?
I think so.
It's like a trailer.
I guess it's assumed they can make their way out after you've gotten Bowser to leave. I don't know.
Cool. Well, that was my pick. I think
mine's a major spoiler.
Oh, okay. Even out of RPG villains, I think Sephiroth takes the cake. Definitely the best Final Fantasy villain.
What about Kefka?
Who's Kefka?
Kefka's from Final Fantasy VI, and he's also a fine...
Also
a little two-dimensional. He's just like this crazy mofo. He's like the ultimate chaotic evil.
But see, also the thing is, Kefka was in the game before they had the full true storyline of
the Final Fantasy games.
The full story arc, you know, where...
Final Fantasy VII changed everything because it had, like, the cutscenes that you've never seen before. It had, like, the length to it. It was, like three discs or some shit?
It was three discs. Yeah. I can remember some battles lasting, you know, hours. Just because the spells you're using last Final Fantasy were 5 minute cutscenes.
So, to some extent, it does get lost in the shuffle, but Final Fantasy VI is still a lot of people's favorites. It's probably my personal favorite.
It's fun. Seven's my favorite, followed by eight. I love gun swords. It's just a cool idea. Who else got a villain? From video games. Let wheels go. Go, girl, do it.
GLaDOS, honestly.
Who?
GLaDOS.
GLaDOS.
From Portal.
From Portal.
Spoiler alert.
Awesome. Yeah, these are all going to be spoiler alerts. If you haven't played these games.
There's a degree of spoilers to all of these things. Sephiroth gets killed at the end of 7, if you guys didn't know.
Sephiroth kills Aerith.
Yes, GLaDOS does not get killed.
That's right. GLaDOS makes it. Even though you win, technically.
She is a giant supercomputer that can regenerate herself. She has an infinite supply now of humans.
Yeah.
So she's kind of unstoppable at this point. But she's going to continue to use these humans to test and get better.
My favorite part of GLaDOS was all the one-liners.
She's
really fantastic.
GLaDOS is the most hilarious villain anyone here is going to say.
She's accidentally hilarious. You know, it's like...
From her perspective, I guess. Yeah. But from the writer's perspective, they put a lot of thought into it.
Oh, definitely, definitely. But from GLaDOS, she's almost, like, ironically funny, which makes it even that much funnier.
I like her boyfriend's lines a little bit better, though.
Yes.
Cave Johnson, you can't beat the Cave Johnson lines.
Love that game. That's probably...
And then, like, when you kill the companion, you have feelings.
I cry every time that I kill a companion cube.
So cool. Oh.
Because this woman is so evil.
Yeah.
There's a theory that inside the companion cube are human beings.
Little
and you're
ones.
Actually, like, people that are compacted down in there.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
And you are actually killing a human being.
I don't
want to
play this game
anymore. Layers and layers.
And ever since I read that theory, I have been naming the companion cube and trying to make it all the way through. And then hating myself when I throw it away.
It's pretty amazing that a game as simple as Portal does all this.
Oh, yeah, there's also the theory that GLaDOS is actually Shell's mom, or is based off of him. And actually, there is, like, a... Like, when you get to GLaDOS's main appendage or whatever, it's actually, like, some people think it looks like a woman bound upside down.
It's very weird.
Yes. It does. Once you mention it, you can see it.
For the symbolism, I mean, yet again, spoilers, Caroline, the woman who was actually put into GLaDOS to make her.
Oh, take your time.
Yeah.
Take your time.
She was totally bound into it.
Yeah.
Kay, like, Johnson actually, there's a quote that says, "If I die before this company ends, I want you to take take Carolyn and put her in charge of this company."
Yeah.
And that's what they did. They captured her essence,
put
her spirit, and captured her
AI.
Inside the AI.
Yeah. A very
so
layered
she is kind
villain.
Of a, she is kind of a tortured soul.
Kind of like the Star Trek ship. The person that helps Johnny Mnemonic in the crappy Keanu Reeves movie, Johnny Mnemonic.
I love that movie, by the way.
So that's my pick.
GLaDOS has
great
layers.
Pick.
Yeah, great pick. GLaDOS
I'm jealous
has,
that I didn't think of it myself, to be honest.
GLaDOS is cool because there's layers to the character, and they're layers that the player sort of can fill in. You know, himself or herself.
Well,
great
this
game.
Is a bit of an aside. This is the hardest it's ever been for me to come up with a pick.
Oh, man, there are so many
great
villains.
Like, I was toying with Ganondorf, but,
he's kind of a cookie cutter a little bit.
I mean, he's cool, and he does a great job in the stories. And, like, the more recent games, he's, like, more upfront and cinematic with his villainy. For most of his appearances, though, he's just this giant pig monster who just shows up out of nowhere and tries to kill you.
No, the pig monster is Ganon after he's been fully corrupted by the Triforce, whereas Ganondorf is the human form in which he has...
This is true, but they're still the same entity, as far as I'm concerned.
Is there anything more convoluted than Zelda continuity?
Zelda continuity involves alternate timelines.
Oh, it's silly.
I don't know,
Marvel, but anyway. Yeah, it's hard enough for me to keep up with comic book continuity, and I read those every week.
Zelda's as close to convoluted comic continuity as you can get in a video game.
Oh, man.
Well, either that or Resident Evil. Resident Evil is just...
Okay. Is it really...
That's an example of them not having thought it out when they started
doing it. Exactly, yeah, they didn't have an end game.
Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Another villain.
My pick is going to be Handsome Jack from Borderlands 2.
Good pick.
He is the quintessential asshole.
Yes.
I mean, he just basically is like, you know, he thinks he's doing the right thing, but he hurts a lot of people along the way.
Yeah.
He's like,
but it's a means to an end.
It's a means to an end. I mean, it's... He is, and throughout the game, he taunts you. And then there's that one moment. Okay. It's spoiler, but there's a one moment where he just does something, and it's like, okay, I can't wait to kill this asshole.
Yeah.
And it's that.
But those aren't the best. Aren't those the best villains?
Yeah.
The ones that no, I have got to finish this game to get to the final boss. I hate him.
But he's just, good games will give you a good reason to want to kill the guy beyond I got to beat this game.
Yeah. But I think Sephiroth has sort of that. I mean, he killed my old lady.
Yeah. But he starts off like you know, jokey, like, hey buddy, how you doing? Oh man, these pretzels suck. You know.
Yeah.
I bought a pony. It's a unicorn pony made out of crystal. Butt stallion. It's just like, it's like, all right, he's you know, he's kind of funny. But, you know, throughout the game, up until a certain point, he's not serious. And then to the point where you kill Angel, spoiler alert, his daughter.
Spoiler alert usually goes before the spoiler.
But, you know.
This whole podcast is going to be full video game spoilers.
But, you know, he's kind of jovial up until that point. And then he takes a serious turn. And he doesn't look at himself as being the villain.
Yes.
I mean, he just looks at himself as being the hero. And I mean, and the bad part is his daughter wants you to kill her. It's just...
It's like, a layer to it.
Yeah.
It's painful. Yeah.
But it's painful, painful.
He's just performed so well.
But it gets you personally involved in the character because the character is such a huge douche.
Yes.
Yes.
The biggest douchey moment is like when you're trying to figure a way to get to Handsome Jack. To the vault, and all of a sudden your communication comes on and goes, hey there, buddy, it's me, Roland.
Yeah,
let's go kill Handsome Jack and have some milkshakes. It's like, no, just kidding, man. I picked up a communicator after that.
Oh, it's so bad, dude.
I want to kill you now.
Yeah.
I don't think Handsome Jack's even the best villain from Borderlands 2, though. I mean, Tina is pretty fucking hilarious.
Tina is layered too, but she's on your side.
Yeah.
Well,
she's a sweet onion.
There you go, sweet
onion.
She's
a badass who likes to eat chocolate chip cookies.
And she motivates people with D&D, so good for her.
Yeah. That's a good villain. A great villain.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
A sailor's pick? Did you pick? Yeah. How many are you going to pick, Bob?
I've got one.
Go for it.
You've got Arthas Menethil.
I don't know him.
He was the paladin player character in Warcraft 3.
Okay, yes. Yeah, becomes the Dark Paladin.
Now.
The Lich King, right?
Right, he becomes the Lich King. It starts out in Warcraft 3.
Yes.
The epitome. He's got two epitome of asshole moments in Warcraft 3.
Yep.
One, it's my right as king to kill this entire town so they don't become undead.
That's right.
He just slaughters an entire town
genocide.
Of living humans that are his subjects.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to cleanse this undeath.
Yeah.
Followed by they have a welcome home celebration for him coming home to.
And this is still in Warcraft 3.
This is Warcraft 3.
Yeah.
This is before World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
He comes home and his father welcomes him home, says, "Welcome home, son." Takes Frostmourne and stabs his father and says, "I'm king."
And but believed he was doing it for the right reasons.
At this point, he was corrupt.
Exactly, but this was
they say every villain is the hero of his own story.
But this was in a real time strategy game where there was never any attention before put into characters building a character.
Right, and then flash forward 5 years.
Yeah,
in which World of Warcraft. There's an entire expansion
based on that.
Based on getting to him.
Yeah, Wrath of the Lich King.
Which Wrath of the Lich King. Getting to him. He is the final boss of the expansion. Getting to him.
And he's such a BA.
And killing him.
Yeah. He's terribly hard to beat.
He is a bitch.
He's a beast, yes.
Pardon my French.
No, you're fine. That's not French. Go ahead.
He is just a pure and unadulterated asshole.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. If any one player, this takes 10 to 25 players
yeah.
to kill him on regular difficulty.
Yeah.
Regular difficulty.
Yeah.
At the appropriate level range.
If one player dies.
One player makes a miss move.
Yeah.
Stands too long in one spot, doesn't do their one assigned yeah. job.
Misses dots.
Misses a dot. Yeah. Misses cleansing a dot. The entire group, 10 man, 25 man,
white.
Gone.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll never forget the first weekend that was out, and players were on there saying, no, it's broken. It's broken. Y'all need a patch. It's broken. And, like, every hour there would be a mod get on there and said, Wrath of the Lich King is not broken. No one has done it right yet. Every hour. It was like a recurring thing the
exactly.
first weekend it was out.
Right.
It was amazing.
And the whole thing is, Arthas was the cause of an entire player class being put into the
yes,
game.
That's exactly
just
right.
Just to beat him.
Yep.
There is, in the starting area for the Death Knights,
mm-hmm.
the 10th player class included in the game. Part of it is, most of this is has references to the movie 300.
Yeah.
Where, you know, it's it's thousands versus the 300. The end of it, you are part of the thousands going against the 300. The 300 holy paladins
yeah.
of this chapel.
And all from one character, from one
and all this is all, yes. this is all he is throwing you in front of the bus just to draw out this one person for him to try and kill.
Yeah.
You are a sacrificial lamb. And that is what causes you to jump ship, leave, defect from his faction, and choose to join the Alliance of the Horde.
Yeah.
The entire expansion is let's go kill Arthas.
Yeah. And I think that's a good pick because before Warcraft, before Blizzard got characterized or made characters actually worthwhile in their real-time strategy games, it just wasn't heard of. Without that, you don't get a Command & Conquer Red Alert with those awesome characters and things like that. Command & Conquer Generals, which is all nothing but characters.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you have Kerrigan.
Yeah.
Another Blizzard character.
Yeah. All from that
from
great
StarCraft.
Villain. Yeah. Yeah.
She's just a character. The entire storyline follows her rise as a Terran, as a human soldier, and then she dies. And as a matter of fact, there are in pretty much every MMO, if you just die, just keep running and trying to kill, keep dying, and everyone just does this, it's referred to as Zerging.
Zerging, yeah.
Which comes from StarCraft.
Yeah. I have to say, that's probably enough World of Warcraft History 101 for one day.
Yeah. But no, that is enough. He's
whatever.
Right. There's a lot of story that goes with it. But yeah, that's an awesome villain. But yeah, let's go on to Taylor's.
Okay.
I love that villain. Because he could go on forever.
It's a good
Warcraft.
Choice, but we shouldn't because this podcast is only supposed to be like 20
fucking
minutes.
Go ahead.
Okay.
We're not there yet.
For anyone listening, we've been talking spoilers this whole time, but mine is a spoiler that will ruin the game for you, so please stop listening now if you have not played BioShock.
Yeah, it's very character-centric.
Because my pick is Atlas / Frank Fontaine.
Awesome pick.
Great pick.
Anyone who's played BioShock, you know, you start off the game, you're in the Bathysphere, you have no idea what's going on, and all of a sudden a friendly voice comes over the radio. Would you kindly pick that up? I want to help you, man. And, you know, this is something players are pretty used to. You know, your helpful guy is going to let... The game's got to tell you what to do.
The built-in tutorial.
Yeah. This guy wants to get out with me. He just wants to get his wife and kids and leave this hellscape of a city. And like, oh, okay, cool. I can get behind that. I'll give you some help. Anyway, he, like, lets you know what the ins and outs of Rapture are.
Yeah.
Hey, don't fuck with that, Big Daddy.
He's your best friend.
Yeah, he's your only friend. He's your only lifeline
yeah.
in a city of monsters that wants to kill you.
Yeah.
And then you find out that he's been fucking with you this
the
entire
whole
time.
Yeah, it's great.
Even before you started playing the game.
Yeah.
You are his pawn. He has literally been controlling your every movement because of like a post-hypnotic suggestion that you've had since you were
Geos.
Bred by this
yeah.
guy just for this.
Yes.
And it's probably the best twist I've ever personally played through.
Yeah.
And it really, like, you feel so betrayed. You feel, like...
Yeah.
All these, there's a lot of assholes on this, in this discussion we're talking about.
Yeah.
And they're great villains and everything. But this guy makes it personal, not just to your character, but to you as to a the player. Player. To
the yes. guy. You feel like you lost a friend.
Yeah.
But not only that, you feel like you've been used the whole time.
You have.
I haven't been playing the game right.
And again, not Jack. I, sitting behind the controller, have been manipulated, have been tricked.
Exactly. It's a great fourth wall breaking sort of ploy. Yes. Yep.
And so there's like that great scene where like you finally reach Andrew Ryan and God, I want to kill this guy yeah. because he's such an asshole. And then I find out, oh, well, you're an even more colossal yeah. asshole.
And from that point, you almost don't want to blame these other people, these other things. Maybe they're yeah. just as manipulated as
well,
I am.
By the end of the game, normally I don't really care too much about like these guys are enemies are trying to kill me. I'm yeah. gonna kill. By the end of the game, I just felt sorry for
yes.
all of them.
Yes.
I mean, they're all just like. Crazed, demented.
It's a range of emotions all built around this one dude sticking it to you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very well done.
But then, like, even beyond that, the guy has you gotta give credit where credit's due. The guy is a genius.
Yeah.
He broke this system that was supposed to be, like, the ultimate laissez-faire
yes.
capitalist Ayn Rand type yeah. world. And he beat it. He won. And then the guy who founded the city couldn't handle it, so a civil war broke out.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it was freaking amazing.
And then even after that, he had the backup plan, which was you.
Yeah. And we don't even know it until...
The guy is
yeah.
definitely a magnificent bastard.
Yeah. But I think that's the key to that BioShock game.
Yeah.
I mean, really having that good character is key to the whole fun of the game. Are there any other villains we want to just brush... Mention Dr. Robotnik, no love. Shao Kahn.
Oh, Dr. Robotnik, I'll throw in there with Ganon and Bowser yeah. in terms of like iconic yeah. good villains who just
yeah
they're just kind of evil for the sake of being evil.
Yeah.
Albert Wesker.
There you go, Wesker.
Wesker's
nice
solid,
one.
But
I like Wesker.
He's kind of suffers not from the greatest, but I mean he
suffers
solid.
From the cartoonish nature yeah. of the Resident Evil yeah. Resident Evil storyline.
Yeah,
but if there was a villain in Resident Evil, it'd be him.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. And he definitely gets props for like. Until he turns into a monster at the end of 5, the guy's like the ultimate badass. He's
yeah.
like kicking the crap out of you every time you see him.
Yeah.
He's like, oop, casually dodge, oop, take a punch to the face.
It was casually dodge. Did he even unfold his arms when he's ninja kicking people?
Barely.
Yeah, barely.
I mean, it's like he's wrecking your shit.
Yeah, he's
making
badass.
It look like it's just like a nuisance yeah. rather than a fight to him.
What about any fighting game? Bad guy Shao Kahn, no love for Shao Kahn,
all
Shang Tsung.
Fuck.
Anything M bigger Bison. Than you and Katamari?
Yeah, anything bigger than you and Katamari, good one.
Onslaught.
Onslaught, yeah.
Onslaught was the primary villain of the Marvel vs. Capcom,
yeah.
the first one.
Yeah. That kind of cuts over, though.
Yeah, it's kind of...
It does, but
that's just ripping off from a comic, though.
Yeah.
Andross.
Who?
Andross.
Andross, again, is... He's just some asshole that
yeah.
you try to kill.
Mother Brain.
Mother Brain doesn't even have a personality,
I know.
Does she?
No.
No.
She was just the thing everyone talked about. Mother Brain.
Yeah.
What about Sandman? Mr. Sandman from the Mike Tyson's Punch-Out game.
Oh, no. If anything, Mike Tyson would be
oh
Mike
my Tyson
a villain.
Hacks, man. Fucking.
He does. Mike Tyson hacks. There's no way he's beaten me that many times. Yeah.
The guy's, like, impossible.
Yeah.
Unless you're like the hardest hardcore motherfucker.
M. Bison, Master Bison?
Yeah.
No love for Master Bison?
Well, Master Bison's fine as far as fighting game villains go.
Yeah, fighting game villains just don't have the depth.
No, I mean, they're just there to get punched.
Yeah.
I mean, like, and also, fighting games also suffer from, like, I can take a character who should have no business fighting this guy.
Superman.
And just beat
like Injustice.
Like Injustice, sure, yeah. Batgirl should never beat Superman.
Yeah,
that doesn't make any
they,
sense. I don't
they
care how much
sort of,
she has.
They sort of throw some excuse in there, like there's some weird
but then,
drug
like,
going
yeah,
around.
What, crap, what's her name? The girl who's like Ryu's sidekick?
Sakura.
Yeah, Sakura has no business fighting M. Bison. That
exactly.
doesn't make any sense.
Exactly.
But in the game, I can go through and just beat the crap out of him with it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And that's how fighting games work, though. So
true.
It's not really fair to take a villain from
it,
and base
yeah,
him on
it's,
there.
It's
yeah.
hard to justify.
And really, the only way you get Mortal Kombat villains to be any have any sort of depth is to say, oh, no, they were in this movie, too, remember?
Yeah.
And that sort of... goes against
fighting game
the
movies
debate.
Are never an asset yeah. in terms of establishing yeah. a cool
what
character.
About the ghosts in Pac-Man? No love for the ghosts in Pac-Man.
Look, man, awesome. Just name all these classic villains that are one-dimensional.
They
I'm going to
really
keep
are.
Saying the same thing.
But it's sort of weird how in video games it's okay. We can have a villain.
Well, no, I mean, especially back
yeah.
then when, like, like Pac-Man was one screen.
Yeah,
there's not a lot of room for
Donkey
character
Kong. Same thing, one screen.
Yeah,
maybe two.
Well, Donkey Kong just a King Kong ripoff.
Yeah,
like back in the day, no, there wasn't really a lot. Like most all of us picked a modern villain.
Yeah,
You were kind of the very first modern villain.
It really
and
was.
The rest of us all came after.
It really was. I think that's probably why it had such an impact on me. Yeah, I had been playing games forever and then picked this game up.
He opened the floodgates for these villains to have personalities, characters, motivations.
Yeah, and be meaningful except for just, hey, X, we're beating X.
Yeah, they weren't just some asshole turtle who kidnaps the princess. They weren't just some evil pig monster who's trying to take over Hyrule.
The first Ninja Turtles game.
Oh, the Technodrome first Ninja Turtles? Awesome. That would be more of like a boss.
Well,
a boss battle. That, we've had that
discussion.
We can
do a separate debate. Most broken-ass boss.
Yeah, that's a broken boss. Technodrome
the most
broken
boss in the Ninja Turtles game was the frickin' dam.
Oh, yeah, that was broken.
That's a
too.
Level, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's
there is no actual boss to that level. It is the bombs
the bomb.
And the dam.
Yeah.
You deserve to skip a boss fight when you beat the dam. That thing was...
cool.
That one took the Konami code every time.
Anybody else a villain they want to throw out? Awesome. And this was a great podcast. I love talking about video games.
Me too.
This has been the Geekly Debate.
Take us out, David.
Yeah, take us out, man. You brought us in. Take us out.
The outro. Didn't prepare an outro.
He didn't prepare an outro.
I had faith in you, and that faith was not rewarded just now.
Join us next time on the Geekly Debate. Same bat channel, same bat time.
Good enough.
Solid.
Yeah.